ask her to sing. I have no idea. That would be, I believe.
Yeah.
You gotta believe.
Amen.
You must believe.
Amen.
I'm gonna read a few verses of scripture. I'll be skipping around some. I didn't come thinking I would preach.
It's all right.
That I want to worship God.
Amen.
In spirit and in truth.
Amen.
I want someone here today to believe.
Yeah.
I want you to believe what the gospel says.
Yeah.
And how important it is to believe. You can't go to heaven except you believe.
Amen.
The gospel.
Amen.
That's the only way you can go to heaven.
Yeah.
I'm going to read some scripture in Hebrews. And I'll probably skip around some, but the book of Hebrews, the 10th chapter, I guess it is. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward.
Yeah.
For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise.
Yes.
For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. He is coming back.
Amen.
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 Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not, I want you to listen to this verse. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul.
Amen.
That's all I want to read right now. Thank you for standing. But you know, the title of my Bible says, the just shall live by faith. Faith is nothing more than belief.
Yeah.
Sometimes we think like this. I know Rob sings a song sometimes that says, I believe when he died for me. I believe that every drop of blood he shed for me.
Yes.
I believe that every step that he took from birth to Calvary. Was all for me.
Amen.
I believe this, folks, today. I believe that he is able to do what he said he would do. I fully believe that. I believe that God is able to do what he said he would do. Now, I know that you've got to believe to the saving of the soul. Now, many people today believe that there is a God. And they'll say, I believe that there is a God. But folks, just believing there is a God is not what counts. It's believing that there is a God and believing to the saving of the soul. That's when God comes to live with you. I praise God today. I'm glad that I believe one day. And I believe that he died for my sin. And I believe that he could save a wretch like me. And I found when I put all my trust and all my faith in him, and I seek with all my heart, I found the reality of salvation coming to live with me. I believe to the saving of the soul. And folks, you can't go to heaven except you believe the gospel of Jesus Christ and repent and be saved by his marvelous grace.
Amen.
That's the only hope you have. And that is believing in Jesus Christ the Lord. Without him, you can do nothing. And folks, you cannot go to heaven with false belief. You can't go to heaven without believing right down into your soul and believing to the saving of your soul. Now, this thing that we're talking about, folks, salvation is real. It's not something that's just out there awaiting, but salvation is something that's real to the believer, to the one that got saved, the one that gets saved. Folks, salvation is real. It's real that we know about. We know. Well, praise God today. The elders shall abound that Jesus lives. Why? Because he lives in me. He lives inside of me. When he saved my soul, he come to live with me. He is my best friend. He is my Savior. He is my all in all. He is what you need today. If you don't know Jesus, in a pre-pardon of sin, you need Jesus more than anything in this world.
That's right. That is right.
Believe. You must believe. And not only believe that he is God, but you must believe in that soul so seriously down inside of you that you believe that he, you believe to the saving of the soul. The Bible said that the very moment that you believe and give me your whole heart, he said, I will be found with you. I will come and sup with you. I will live with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. God is real, folks. Salvation is real. You must believe to the saving of the soul. You must believe that he is able to do what he said he would do. And there's no doubt about it. I believe that when Jesus was born there in Bethlehem, I believe that he knew exactly where he was going. I believe he knew exactly every step that he would have to make. I believe that he knew all of the things that would come to him. But he had one thing in mind, and that was you. You individually. Today Jesus had you on his mind, and he said, I'm coming to preach the gospel. Jesus didn't just put the gospel in the hands of his minister, but he preached it himself. He preached the gospel that people could hear and believe. And he preached in one place, and he said, if you will believe and repent, you can be saved. I'm glad of that. That salvation is real, and salvation is yours if you will just come seeking with your whole heart and asking him to save you. He said, I will save your soul, and you will be a fit subject in that for heaven.
Amen.
You must believe.
Yes.
And trust in the Lord. In Mark in chapter 1 and 14, it reads like this. Jesus was preaching, time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. Boy, I believe that Jesus was preaching, the time is at hand, and it's fulfilled, and it's ready. He said it's ready, and he was preaching his own gospel. He was preaching to the people, and he said, if you will only believe and repent and trust, you can be saved. And I thank God that it's still going the same way today. We don't see much believers after the saving of the soul. We see many that says, I believe, and even appear in God's house occasionally. But folks, that's not salvation. You must repent after the saving of the soul. And then when that comes in, and the greatest thing that could ever happen to you happens to you. And let me tell you something, I haven't found nowhere I would rather be than in the house and the worship and the praise of God himself. That's the kind of heart that he will give you when you get saved. Put him first. As the Bible said, put Jesus first, and all other things shall be added in the way that God wants it to have. And I'm glad that he said, except you believe, you will perish. Right. He made it very plain. Now, you must believe the gospel and repent and be saved, or else there is a devil's hell waiting for you, and folks, you will go there. And you say, who goes to hell? Let me tell you something. There's a lot of good people, a lot of good intentions, and there's a lot of situations that people think I'm all right. Folks, you're not all right until you believe to the saving of the soul.
Amen.
There's a lot of good intentions.
Yes.
Burning and going down to that place that's called hell. Boy, let me tell you something. I believe with all my heart that you don't want to go there. According to what the Word of God says about it. Boy, that was one place that I did not want to go. When I would hear about it, and the preacher would preach about it, and how hot it is, and how terrible it is. And some people say, well, if I go there, my friend will be there. The Bible says there will not be a friend in that place that's called hell. You'll not have a friend there. Have everything there is your enemy. Yes, and destruction. And it's an awful place to go. And you don't want to go there. Listen to it. You do not want to go to that place. Do everything that the gospel says to do. And God said, I will save your soul. I'm glad you don't have to go there.
Yeah.
I'm glad nobody has to go there.
Yeah.
I'm glad that Jesus said, I'm going to die for all sin. I'm going to die so everybody can have an opportunity to escape that awful place that's called hell. I'm going to make it possible to her. No one has to go there. Boy, I'm glad that included me. And I'm glad that included you. You don't have to go there, friend. But you got to make a decision. You got to believe. You got to believe what he said about it. If you don't get saved, let me tell you something. Heaven will not be your home. Just as sure as we live today. But I'm glad if you will seek him with your whole heart and put him first in your life and get saved and live for him. There is joy, peace, unspeakable joy that lives inside and that of God's people. Oh, I'm glad that I have that peace. I'm glad I have that joy. I'm glad that I am able to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I am not going to that place that's called hell.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord.
I'm not going there. I don't have to go there.
No.
Re-sing the song. Oh, I believe. Yes, I believe.
Yeah.
Praise God, I'm glad that it is an individual choice. I'm glad that I cannot believe for you, and I cannot make the choice for you. But I'm glad that the gospel said, I believe to the saving of the soul. And when you do that, folks, I'll tell you one thing, there will come a change. As Brother Rob said in our Sunday school today, he said, when I got saved, I could still do anything I wanted to do. But he said, my walk-tos have changed. Amen. Praise God, I'm glad that when God saves you, your walk-tos will change. Yes, you won't even want to do the things you once did and the things that you once hated. Aren't you glad that my want to is to worship and praise God and be in his house and be in his service and feel his spirit and feel his presence and just overwhelm and to watch and to see how the Spirit of God convict our loved ones that needs to be saved. So that they can come and believe.
Amen.
I'll tell you that. This is real.
Yes.
God's way of living is real.
Yes.
God's spirit is real.
Yes.
God's life is real.
Yep.
And I'm glad he gives it to his people. And I'm glad that we're not just out here just saying we have it. Folks, if you're saved, you have it. And praise God, I'm glad that we know it.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad that you know?
Yes.
I used to sing a song, I'm saved and I know that I am. I'm saved and I know that I am. I'm saved and I know that I am. I'm so glad that I know that I am. This is not a guess soul land. This is a no soul land. Praise God today. If you don't know that you've been changed from death unto life, if you don't know that darkness has become light, if you don't know the greatness of God, and then folks, you didn't believe to the saving of the soul. You might be a believer, but you got to go farther.
Yeah.
You got to believe till Jesus comes into your heart and soul and takes up his abode and lives and leads and guides and directs every day of our life.
Amen.
I'm so glad, aren't you?
Yes.
I'm so glad that God is that kind of God.
Yes.
Yes, you can. When God saves you, let me tell you, you'll not do the things that you once did. I'm glad Rob spoke up.
Yeah.
He was doing his other job, but he was listening also, and he spoke up. And he said, my life has changed.
Yeah.
And boy, I'll tell you, when God saves you, your life will change. The greatest desire that I have in my life is to serve God and to enjoy the blessing of God. And let me say to you today, if you really worship God and serve Him, the blessings that await are just overwhelming. Sometimes I have to just stand in awe when the Spirit of God moves on me and in me, and I just have to praise Him with all that's in me, because I am glad that I am saved.
Amen.
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 I'm glad that you can be saved.
Yes.
You can act it. You can perform all kinds of situations in your life. You might try to make someone believe that you are. But let me tell you, when you are, it's when you are really saved. You will put God first.
Yes.
You will appear in His worship service. Yes. You will be glad that you are one of His children.
Yes.
You will be glad that the Spirit will overwhelm you. That sometimes you just can't hold it. But the greatest desire that you will have will be to worship and praise God in spirit.
Amen.
That's God.
Yes.
I'm telling you, God is real.
Amen.
And you need Him.
Yes.
You might think I can make it. You can't make it without Him. You cannot go to heaven without God.
No.
You cannot go to heaven without the church.
No.
You've got to have a mother. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Some people say, well, I'll just make it on my own. You'll not make it on your own. You'll not make it on your riches. You'll not make it without the church. You've got to have the church. The Bible says that no child can be born without a mother. And we know that very well. Let me tell you, there is not a child born into the kingdom of God that does not have a mother. And that mother is the old mother church right here. This is where the gospel is preached. This is where conviction falls. This is when you make a choice. Is in the house of God. And the Bible said that He will bring forth a child.
Yes.
Well, praise the Lord. Aren't you glad that she still had strength?
Yes.
But did you know this? That the Bible says that in the last days that the old mother church will get so weak that a child will come to birth and she won't be able to bring it forth. Let me tell you, church, we are responsible.
Yeah.
Let us lift it up.
Yes.
Let us stay strong. Let us be a mother that can bring salvation to those around us and our people and the world in general.
Amen.
That's God.
Yes.
God is able. You can't go to heaven except you believe.
Yeah.
You've got to believe, and you've got to come through the gospel. And you got to come through the church. Let me tell you something. I love my earthly mother. Paul so greatly. She worked day and night and provided for us kids. But I tell you, I am so thankful for my spiritual mother. I'm so thankful for the church of the living God. I'm so thankful that she brought forth children. I'm so glad that as long as the gospel is preached in purity and in power, and you hear and believe, you can still be born again. Right. And it must be. You must be born again.
Amen.
The only way. The only way you can get there.
Yes.
Is to believe. I'm going to read just a few more scriptures here. Believe. You must believe. John 8:24, read like this. I said, therefore unto you, that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins.
Yeah.
That's how important believing is, folks.
Yes.
If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, and you don't get this wonderful salvation that I'm preaching about, it tells you very plain that you're going to die and you're going to go to that awful place that's called hell. There is no escape. There is no pardon. There is no way out. There is just one way, and that's to escape it, and that's through it by Jesus Christ and believing to the saving of the soul and getting salvation down inside of you, and the joy and the peace and the goodness and the gladness of it has just overwhelming and that to your life.
Amen.
Do you want to go to heaven?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever asked the question, do you want to go to heaven? And people said no. I don't think I've ever had no one to say with verbal voice, no, I don't want to go. But I see so many that says no when the gospel comes to them.
Yeah.
They will reject and they will say no. No, I don't want that. I can't hear that. I can't follow that. I can't believe in that. Folks, if you don't believe, the Bible tells you very plain in that scripture that I read, hell will be your total and eternal destination. And you don't want to go there.
No.
You don't want to go there. There's nothing on earth like hell. Did you know the worst thing that we face here doesn't even touch the least example of hell? Hell is awful.
Right.
Hell is a place of destruction, torment, everlasting, never escaping, never getting out, never being able to have another moment of peace.
That's right.
That's hell. You don't want to go there, friends. Everybody remembers the story about Eunuch. In the Acts Gospel, you know, he was a religious man. He'd been down there in a place to worship, you might say, or to do his thing. But I tell you that God said, I said to an old man, it's important that we believe so that we can be an example for those around. God spoke to Philip when he was preaching over there in another place, and no doubt he was preaching to us, maybe hundreds or maybe thousands of people. There was a great congregation and Philip was preaching to him. But aren't you glad how when God speaks, we must hear and we must answer. And the Bible said that God spoke to Philip, and he said, I want you to go down yonder in the desert. There was nobody supposed to be there, but God said, I want you to go, Philip. I want you to go down there in the desert. Praise God. Let me tell you something. God knows where you are. God knows what you need. God knows what your heart's desire is. He sent Philip down there, and Philip went, and behold, what did he find when he got there? He found an old eunuch that was believing
believing. And Philip preached the gospel to him, and he believed, and he got saved, and he joined, and he said, "What does hinder me from being baptized?" And Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ is Jesus, and he saved your soul, we will stop this chariot, and we'll go in the water, and we'll baptize you." And that's exactly what he did. I praise God today. God will save you. Amen. And make you a fit shepherd for him. You think he's the only one that is.
Yeah.
He's able to save your soul. I'm telling you right now, you must believe. You must believe for the saving of your soul.
Yes.
You remember Paul, the man who was in prison. It takes believing, folks. You can't go if you don't believe. If you don't believe that Jesus died for your sins and that he is the Savior of the world and that he does want to save your soul and you're willing to believe that, then God said, "I will save you."
Yeah.
There was an old jailer there in the house. I were fallen and was put inside. And I believe the Bible said they was put in the stocks or some kind of confinement there. And boy, let me tell you something. You might think this is not my day. This is not my situation. This is not where I need to be. Let me tell you, if you're lost, this is where you need to be. There they was. They were in the stocks. And at midnight, the Bible said they believed.
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord. They believed that there was still a God on the throne. Though they were cast in a prison, and though they were put in the stocks, they still believed that God was God. Folks, no matter where we go, God is real. God lives in us. We can still believe because we know he's alive. We know it's real. We know he wants you. And they said, "We believe." And they begin to sing the praises of God. And no doubt old Pastor Paul probably began to preach the gospel. Boy, let me tell you something. And God answered. How does God answer?
Yes.
If you pray with all your heart and sincerely desire to be saved, God will hear. And he will answer. And he will save your soul. Now be on a shadow of doubt. He can do that. And Lord, let me tell you something. The Bible said that an earthquake came and the whole prison was shaken. But there was one in there, the old jailer. Boy, he sprang out. And he said, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" He knew that God was real. He saw the evidence of God. And let me tell you, if you're sitting here today, you can see the evidence of God in those around about you. You can see the evidence of God in the gospel that's being preached. You can see the evidence of God in the Spirit. You can see the evidence of God in conviction coming to your heart and saying, "You need Jesus." And boy, let me tell you something. The Bible said that old jailer sprang in with a light. And he said, "Sirs, listen to this, you that needs to be saved today." He said, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" He said, "Believe with all your heart, soul, and mind, and thou shalt be saved, and not only you, but your household also."
Yeah.
You want your kids to go to heaven. You want your grandkids to go to heaven. You better get right with God. You better believe to the saving of the soul. You better get right with God so that you can lead your children and your grandchildren and your people around about you to know Jesus.
Amen.
I believe.
Yes.
I believe God is God. Mm-hmm. I believe Jesus is Jesus, the Son of God. I believe that salvation's way has been made. I believe that Jesus made the way for everyone.
Yes.
But he said, "I'm not going to force the issue on you."
No.
I'm going to let the gospel come to your heart. I'm going to let the gospel speak to you. I'm going to let you believe or unbelief. Either one, you can make the choice. But I say unto you today, the greatest choice that you could ever make was to believe Jesus Christ in the gospel and fall on this altar when we make. Now we're going to have a verse of a song just in a moment. When this verse comes, or even now, it doesn't matter when God is speaking. You make your way to this altar and you bow down and you say, Jesus, I want to be saved. I want it more than anything else in this world. I want to be saved now. And Jesus said the very moment that you believe and give me your whole heart, he said, I will save you. I will come in and I will live with you. And I am living witness, and every one of God's children is living witness today that God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Every promise he made is sure. And he said, I will if you will come. So as we stand and as we sing a verse of a song, I ask you today, friend, don't make a decision for me. Make a decision for God. If the gospel has spoken to your heart today, if God has spoken to your heart, and you realize that you really don't have what it's going to take to get you over to that other side, then I ask you at this very moment, as we sing a verse of song, turn loose of your pride. Turn loose of your past.
I'll come one time.
Many times he's come to people more than one time. But he said, I will grant you one charm. One time. One time I'm going to come to you and make that choice. Do not forsake the place of life. I beg with you.
I thank you, Lord.
You want to go to hell?
So well, you give me.
Do you want to go to hell? Anybody hold their hand up if they want to go to hell? Do you want to go to heaven?
Yeah.
Everybody can hold their hand up.
Amen.
To go to heaven, you got to do what God said.
Yeah.
You got to be saved.
Yeah.
You got to believe to save your soul. You got to come, repent, ask God to save you. And when God saves you, I'll tell you what, you'll know you're saved.
Yeah.
You'll know that you're on that glorious road to heaven.
Amen.
I thank God for the
reality.
No. Don't you? Yeah. God bless you, Brother Rock. Thank you for this opportunity. I've done what the Rock given me to do. And I still believe there's people that needs to make a decision. I believe there's people that needs to make a choice. And you may say, well, I'm not going to make one today. Let me tell you, if you reject the call of God, you already made a choice.
Yeah.
You chose to go to heaven.
Yeah.
That's what you chose.
Yeah.
You chose to live your life, go to heaven. But if you make the choice for Jesus, greatest choice anyone ever made.
Amen.
God bless
you. Amen. While I get another verse ready this morning, I ask you, do you know for sure that you go to heaven? How do you know that? With all your heart, that if you was to leave this world today, that you would go to heaven? Or are you holding on to a hope that God, you know, some are like the man in the scripture, where he said, we've done many wonderful works. We've done many things in your name. You could attend church every Sunday and still die and go to hell. You could be a good dad. You could be a good mom. You could be a good grandma or grandpa. But if you've not been born again, you're still lost and undone. And there is no lost people in heaven. Only the redeemed make it home to be with the Lord for all eternity. I know that the message this morning is not popular preaching. Anytime you talk about hell, most people want to say that that's the word of God that hates people. God doesn't hate anybody. He loves you today. He loves you. And he does not, nor does this church, want to see you die and go to hell for all eternity. Your loved ones don't. But while you're lost, you can try to do all things good and you still haven't done it good enough. Today we're going to sing one more verse of the song and we're going to make it to where whatever you have need of in your life, maybe you've been saved but you've not ever proclaimed it. You've never told anybody. You've never been baptized. Maybe today you've been saved and you've wandered so far away from God. The Bible says that there'd be those that would wander so far that they would even forget the day that they was purged from their sins. It's hard to imagine, isn't it, church? But you've just been out with that riotous living for so long that church is almost an afterthought. You go every once in a while. But you know, to those that's been redeemed, I believe that there is a desire to be found in the house of the Lord with their brothers and sisters, helping one another along this journey. And today I also want to make it that if God is leading you here to this church to worship with us, we want you to come and be a part of it. If God's leading you, we want you. We want you. And God, we lead everyone that God leads into this sheepfold. That we might be able to work to get your lost people and my lost people in before it's too late. We've got a commission this morning, church. And we need to fulfill it. And we need all the help that we can get that God sends by our way. So regardless what your need is this morning, while Rob and Beck give us one more verse. I ask you to make your way down here to the altar and just proclaim to the church what it is that God has laid on your heart. God has to bring it.
Yes.
And I said this, I believe it was the last Sunday. It seemed like it's been so long since we've been here. That people, in fact, the scripture says that people would be better off having not heard about God than having heard about Him and not making the right decision. Because now you're accountable. You say, but I'm not accountable to that church. Not this church. You're accountable not to Lloyd, not to me, not even to your spouse or to mom and dad. You're accountable unto God. And you'll have to give an account for it. I just pray that before it's too late, that you find a way to an old-fashioned altar and ask God to forgive you of your sin. And if God is leading you to this church, that you just pray about it. Ask God. In fact, I don't counsel anybody to do anything until they pray about it. Make sure that God is working in your life, because you want to be where you can work. And it's hard to work somewhere where you're not happy. Amen? Come back tonight at 6 o'clock and we'll have another service this evening, and we're looking forward to good things happening. Church, we're getting ready for a new year.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of work that needs to be done. We've got a new year and a lot of things that need to be accomplished. Most things that need to be accomplished is just getting our people saved. And those that are saved, getting them back to God. Work in the house of the Lord. God bless you. Have a good afternoon. Come back tonight at 6 o'clock.
Thank you. I'm fine.
Each and every one of you. Where are you?
Okay.
God bless you.